The Dodgers wrapping up their road trip here in New York after clinching in Baltimore. And I'm joined right now by a young man that has been a big part of the Dodgers' success in the second half, and that is starter Tony Gonsolin. Tony, thanks a lot for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I know I have to paint the picture for everybody. The sideburns are looking very good. Elvis would be proud.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know you're getting ready for your start today. That's going to happen in a couple of days in Dodger Stadium. Has the routine of starting helped you again to get back to where you want to be?
Yeah, I think just going out with my day-to-day and trying to get better a little bit every day. It's a lot easier to do as a starter. You get those in-between days where there's some downtime and you get your in-between bullpen where you can really hone in on some of the mechanical things or just some of the thought processes behind each throw with it, whatever pitch. As opposed to like being in the bullpen where you can't necessarily do that all the time. Being a starter is great, and it's been a pleasure to be able to go out every day and try to get better.
Do you feel like the way you've pitched has earned the confidence of your manager, your pitching coach, and even the front office?
Yeah, I don't like to think about like what it means to them. You know, I just try to go out there, you know, and do whatever I can to help the ball club win that day.
What's been the biggest key to your pitching success this season? Is there one pitch that you feel is the staple of what makes you good each and every time out there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had to pick one pitch, it's probably my splitter. I mean, that's my bread and butter. I go to that whenever. But overall, I would just say, like, the most important thing that I've learned on the year is probably just, like, pitch execution. Just, you know, whether it's a fastball or a splitter or a curveball or a slider, it doesn't matter. It's just wherever the ball needs to go, you got to get it there. You got to execute it.
I love that you throw the split-fingered fastball because that's sort of a retro pitch. It was used a lot in the 80s and 70s, and you don't see too many guys use it as frequently as you do.
Yeah, I mean, I throw it all the time. It's my I think it's my highest percentage in zone strike pitch, so it's nice to have that kind of feel with it.
You have the retro look, so is that just part of the whole package, the splitter being part of your whole retro ensemble?
I don't know if the splitter came with the package, like with the mustache and the sideburns or what, but I'm glad everything's all matching up and connecting.
Are you aware of the fact that a former Dodger pitcher who pitched for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Roger Craig, who went on to be the manager for the Giants, was sort of the godfather of the split-fingered fastball?
I had no idea.
Yeah, he was the guy that would teach it to a lot of the Giant pitchers when he was managing there, and for whatever reason, pitchers started to get away from it. How did you latch onto it? What made the split-fingered fastball right for you?
Back in spring training of like 2017, it was my first full season of pro ball, and I was trying to get like a change up, and for whatever reason the change up I was throwing was too hard and it didn't really move that much, so I just wanted something that had a little more depth and I could throw it hard as well, and the splitter kind of worked for me. It added a little more depth to it while being able to still throw it hard.
Tony Gonsolin is our guest. You've had a good seat watching Hyunjin Ryu and Clayton Kershaw pitch here in New York. How fun was it to watch them do what they did, especially Hyunjin last night?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible to watch both of them pitch. You know, Kershaw giving up that first inning bomb, but managing to go, you know, 5 3 or whatever it was, and, you know, gave us a chance, kept us in the game. And then, watching Ryu throw yesterday is incredible to see that out of him. Since I've been up, I hadn't seen that kind of outing from him, and it's really nice to watch and watch how he executes his pitches and watch how much feel he has for the game.
Tony Gonsolin is our guest. Before I let you go, Rich Hill has told me that you're always around him, around Kershaw, just picking their brains. What's the biggest thing that you've picked from their brains?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been like a shadow to a lot of the older guys, you know, whether it's Rich or Kersh or David Fries, or I've been following around like Stripling too, just, you know, trying to get everybody's ideas and thoughts behind, you know, the game and how to get like a better feel for it, and just kind of how to go about my business every single day without getting in anyone's way for someone who needs to like get ready for the game or whatever it is. And the biggest thing that I've learned from them is just kind of, especially on the pitching aspect of it, is just executing pitches. And I think that's my big takeaway from the year as a whole is if you execute pitches, you're going to be in a good spot.
All right, Tony, it's been fun to watch you. Fun to watch you throw that retro pitch, the split-fingered fastball. We'll look forward to your next start at Dodger Stadium against the Rays.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There he is, the man, Tony Gonsolin. We'll send it back to you in L.A., Tim.